The sermon scripture today is Jude 1, verses 17 through 23. But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy, mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupt flesh. So I was asked to do the sermon, and I kind of agreed because how badly could I mess things up? You know, it's not that bad. And I went home, and I was thinking of a sermon scripture, and I wanted to pick a book that no one preaches from. So I went to Habakkuk, and I didn't find anything. So then I went to Jude, and I found that passage. And there are a lot of passages that are sort of similar that talk about being kind to other people, even though they're not the best people, and try to stay on the path of goodness yourself. But I see a lot of times people always talking about it, and then they don't actually do it. They're selfish people out there that'll try to trick you. They're very greedy. People are unhappy with their own lives. They don't do anything to change it. They get mad and angry a lot. I see that in road rage all the time. Someone will be driving along, and then someone will cut them off, and they'll be screaming, saying bad words. But then you'll do that to someone else, and you'll be kind of upset when they're yelling at you, and you're like, well, I have to go over here, and I'm going to be late, and they're all... So I think whenever we put ourselves in someone else's shoes, that we get a better picture of what the world's really like. That they didn't cut you off because they wanted to, necessarily, because they're evil people. Or maybe when someone does something wrong, maybe they didn't even realize it. And a lot of times we get mad. I know I get mad at my parents or my siblings all the time. And I think if we treat each other how we really want to be treated, the world would be so much better. And we need to calm down a lot of times, too. We get so caught up in the moment that we don't even realize what we're saying until afterwards. And if we treat other people like we treat God or we're supposed to, if we talk to them as if we're talking to God, maybe you'll second guess yelling at them. Or maybe you'll second guess calling them mean things. And God treats us amazingly. We go out there and we do stupid stuff all the time. And he doesn't yell at us. Instead, he says, you know, you're going to learn from it, and I'm okay with it, as long as you don't do it again. And sometimes we even go out and do it again, third, fourth, fifth time. He still doesn't get mad, and he still has a lot of patience with us. And if we have patience with other people, the world can be a lot better. Let us pray. Dear God, even though we get mad at other people, or we want to take advantage of people for our own selves, please let us be reminded that we need to treat them with care and compassion. In your name we pray, amen.